Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
This week's Tea Price Report is sponsored by the East Africa Tea Trade Association, EATTA, owners of the Mombasa Tea Auction since 1956. Tea markets closed the third trading week of 2026 on a steady to firm note as buyers prioritized near-term coverage against structurally constrained supply. Auction price discovery remained quality-led across major origins, with Colombo supported by exported demand for high-grown teas. Assam liquidity grade set the direction in North India, and Mombasa prices held within narrow bands despite buyer selectivity. Exporter resistance remained evident as currency and input costs reinforced price floors. In Colombo, prices averaged $3.18 per kilo in week 3, up from $3.15 a kilo in week 2. In Calcutta, prices averaged $2.41 per kilo in week 3, up from $2.39 per kilo in week 2. In Mombasa, prices averaged $1.94 per kilo in week 3, compared to $1.92 in week 2. And in Indonesia, auction activity remained secondary to direct sales, with specialty orthodox demand selective. Prices averaged $2.08 per kilo week 3 against $2.06 per kilo in week 2. To see the full tea price report for detailed regional breakdown, 6-month trade signals, and near-term outlook for quarter 1 pricing dynamics, visit www.teajourney.pub and select T-Biz Price Report. That's the T-Biz Price Report for week 3 ending 16 January 2026.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.